Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, if you're listening to the show, and I hope you were, we became the new home of Friends, Radio 1, because it's not on Channel 4 or E4 at the moment, and it is being picked up by Comedy Central, but that's not on for like another couple of weeks. So we got in there, snuck in, and became the new home of Friends, because people are missing it, you know? Now, we thought that we could just buy the box set, which I did, plug a DVD player in, and then just play it on Radio 1, as is. But there were a few legal issues with that. Apparently that's not allowed, and they don't like it at all. Take it very seriously, like they get lawyers involved and stuff. So we got around that in a very cunning and clever way by acting out the script ourselves. So we just took the script and we did it, which I think is kind of more allowed than just playing it out as it is. Now, it's on the free download at the moment. If you missed the episode of Friends from yesterday, we did the one with the monkey. And a lot of people are saying you really can't tell the difference. Yes, it takes a while to get used to the new voices, but a couple of episodes down, you'll just be into it. And a lot of people knew the script anyway because they've seen it so many times, they could just visualise what the next thing was going to happen. So it didn't matter that it was just on radio. The standout performance, though, it's become clear, from Friends last night, acted by us, was BBC Radio 1 Extra's Charlie Slough. Now, if you've never heard Charlie Slough, he is a dude. He is my new favourite DJ, and he does have a very distinctive voice. In fact, he's on One Extra right now, but I wouldn't want you to turn over. So he was Chandler in Friends, and he was so good. Listen to this. Here's Charlie Slough being Chandler last night.
So, you guys, I'm doing all new material tonight. I have 12
this is PR4L,
songs
obviously.
About my mother's suicide and one about a snowman.
Might want to open with the snowman.
All right, Joey.
All right, Joey.
How you doing?
That's me being Joey. You see, you get used to the voices. But a brilliant Chandler, Charlie Slough was. So we've been trying to think of some other kind of roles that he might be good at because we think he should do more. Now, it's fair to say most people think of Colin Firth when they think of Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
Miss Bennet, I returned a day early. Excuse me, your parents are in good health.
But imagine if Charlie Slough became Mr. Darcy in Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Miss Bennet!
I did not expect to see you, sir. We understood all the family were from home, or we should never have presumed.
I returned the day early. Excuse me, your parents are in good health.
Yes, they are very well. Thank you, sir.
I'm glad to hear it. How long have you been in this part of the country?
About 2 days, sir.
And where are you staying?
At the inn at Lambton.
Oh, yes, of course! Well, I've just arrived myself. Your parents are in good health? And all your sisters?
Yes. They're all in excellent health, sir.
Charlie Slough as Mr. Darcy.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
One of my mates is in Sharm El Sheikh in Egypt at the moment. And I think it's only in Egypt that they do this. But my friend came into her room every day after a day at a beach, you know, and the cleaner's been. And they don't just fold your towels in Egypt, they make them into works of art. Have you seen this? This, like, Egyptian towel art. So far, she's been there 4 days. She had a rabbit, a swan, a snake out of the towels. It's like, surely you have to be getting on with cleaning another room. Why have you got time to make it into a rabbit? However, putting her clothes from her wardrobe onto the towels and making a person out of them, I think is a step too far. That freaked her out this morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They obviously do this towel art thing in Cuba and some parts of the Middle East and a lot of the Caribbean. Someone says, don't be stupid, Mills. They do this towel thing in all countries. They do not do it in all countries at all. I've never come back to my hotel room after a day at the beach and found a towel monkey hanging from the curtain pole like some people have. How scary is that?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, it's Walliams versus the Thames. David Walliams started his 140-mile-long swim in aid of sport relief, along with a big splash, on Monday morning on the Chris Moyles show. We spoke to him yesterday, treading water and having a wee at the same time. So a lot of multitasking going on there. And I think he's currently on a break from swimming and on the phone now. Hi, David.
Hello, my darling.
Oh, God.
I've had a bit of a tough day today.
I know.
Scott.
Now, from what I understand, you started off strong this morning. You had a bit of a second wind, picked up quite a good pace, and then you started to stiffen up quite badly. Good morning. And now it's all gone wrong.
Well, no, I woke up very ill. I had a stomach upset.
I heard about the bug, yeah, the Thames tummy.
And then that really slowed me down. I mean, I was fighting it, but I was not going any more than a mile an hour, so it was really tough, and I couldn't eat anything because I was feeling so sick. Right. So I didn't have any energy.
So do you feel rubbish now?
I feel pretty rough. I mean, I'd feel rough anyway because, I mean, it's such a tough challenge. So I'm about 5 miles off target at the moment because I went so slow today, but hopefully we can try and get it back in the next few days.
Okay.
But yeah, this is really tougher than I imagined. The weather's been against us. Getting ill. I mean, it's the last thing when you want to be sick, it's the last thing you want to be doing is swimming.
Absolutely.
You know, or any exercise at all.
Yeah.
So I was really a bit tearful this morning, Scott. I don't mind telling you.
Well, it's awful because obviously, if you feel sick and you're having to, you know, you've got targets to reach and places to get to, that it's a lot of pressure and it's not nice.
Yeah. There is pressure, but we've had lovely support from the public. It's been actually fantastic, and just around all the bridges and locks, as there was loads of people waving, and then even just going in the fields, going past the fields, there's people waving too, and loads of lovely dogs. People brought their dogs. It's really made me think that me and you should get a dog.
We should actually. When you finish the swim, we'll talk about it.
But a little one. A very little one that we can carry around with us.
Yeah, in a bag.
In a bag, because that would suit our image.
It really would. Let's do that.
Am I camper than you? I think I might be.
I think you might be.
Am I the campest man in Britain?
You're the campest man I know.
That's very kind of you.
And that's saying something.
Well, I'm actually lying. I'm just wearing a pair of swimming trunks now.
Oh, okay.
I'm lying on a bed at Shillingford Bridge.
And you just brushed your teeth.
I have just brushed my teeth. Very important.
Yeah.
Because I just had some very horrible food. It's really left a horrible taste in my mouth.
What are you eating generally now? Because obviously you've been ill.
Well, I just had a bit of soup and a little bit of pasta, but I couldn't really finish it. So I'm drinking lots of like sugary drinks and chewing on some sort of energy tablets as well.
Right.
But, when you feel sick, you really haven't got any appetite left,
No. How long have you got to go now?
It's only about 90 miles.
Oh, is that it?
I know, it's insane. I think we've done 50, which is great going, in 3 days. But, I mean, this is 140 miles. It's 7 times the channel. So, it's a long way to go. And if you start worrying, thinking about that, because even just doing a mile is knackering. And so I'm saying, it's just 2.5 miles till the next stop, or 5 miles to the next stop. And you're like, okay, and you're still a really long way from the Houses of Parliament. I mean, it's lowering, but not at a very fast rate.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all these people come out to see me, so I can't cheat.
No, you can't just go the short way, whatever that is.
I know. Well, there isn't one, but I could be on a jet ski or something. Yeah. But unfortunately, not, because there's people all around, and they'd probably tell on me.
Yeah, and stop going to see David because he wants to get a jet ski for the next 30 miles. No, not really.
I don't think people would donate money if I was on a jet ski, would they? Right.
So a lot of people are giving. I like the handy tips that are coming into the Radio 1 tech system.
Okay.
Tell David to take some ginger. That helps nausea.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I will. I'll definitely do that.
Get your people to sort some ginger out.
I will, yes. Some ginger. Anything else? Any other tips?
just lots of people just saying how well you're doing, and we got such love for you on the text. It's really, really good.
Oh, that's nice. Any hate at all?
Not at all, no. Everyone's saying you're doing an amazing thing.
I did a point in because I love reading bitchy comments about myself on newspaper websites, but really nasty ones when you forward them to me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, another tip. Stu says don't get a dog in a bag. They need to walk. Thanks for that tip. Oh, you're breaking up a bit now.
Oh, well,
you're back.
Still here. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
That's
I just
right.
moved slightly.
So, is this prolonging the having to get in the water again? Should we keep talking
which
for a bit longer?
Which is great, actually, because we're talking to you, so I'm not in the water, which is fantastic.
So as soon as you finish talking to me, do you just get straight back in and plough on with it again?
I put my wetsuit on, I walk out, I greet my public, and and then I get in, and I'm going to do about another 4 miles, I think, today. And then I have to call it a day, which will make us about 4 or 5 miles behind, which is a bit frustrating. But you know, it was being ill was just
it's really set you back.
So debilitating. I mean, really, if any other circumstances, you'd go, "Do you mind if I just stay in bed today?" Because I'm feeling so rotten.
Yeah. What do you?
You're going to play ABBA for me today.
ABBA.
You keep on saying you're going to play a song for me, and it was just it's the songs that you want, never the ones that I want.
It's just the ones on the playlist, really, Dave.
I bet you like Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Well, why can't you play it?
No, let me find it for you. Actually, when we didn't play it again yesterday, everyone was like, "Don't be so mean to David Walliams. He's doing an amazing thing."
Right, people. Yeah, get behind me on this one. We want just ABBA all afternoon. We've got it on.
I'm finding it for you now.
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful song. I love the piano bit at the start.
I tell you what we should do, right? If everyone promises to text the word swim to 70011, then we can play Dancing Queen by ABBA. Is that a good deal?
Yes, it's a wonderful deal, because it's probably the best song ever recorded.
It's a brilliant pop song.
You know it was written about me.
Yes. So, this is what you do. Text the word SWIM to 70011. Text will cost you £1 plus your standard network message charge. If you don't do it, then we don't get the money for sport relief and ABBA never get played on Radio 1.
£1
per text. It would be awful. £1 per text goes to sport relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions and more information at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just think, £5 could feed 10 children living on the streets in Kenya for a whole week. In the UK, that equates for a carer of dementia patients to attend support groups. It could provide a warm meal at a safe house for a mum and a kid who've fled domestic abuse. So it goes to projects in the UK and also in some of the world's poorest countries. Please text the word SWIM. David Walliams is not doing this for fun. It has to be said. It's fair
not
to
fun,
say
Scott.
It is a terrible. It's terrible today. It's actually horrific.
It's awful. Yeah, and the weather's been so bad. I thought September would be lovely, but it's not been at all. So
text the word swim, please. It'll cost you £1. That pound for your text goes straight to Sport Relief. Swim to 70011. Pick up your phone. Let's all do it together. Your phone. Go to your messages. I'm going to do it now. Messages.
You could text more than £1, Scott.
Well, yeah, but I'm just doing it one by one. It'll take me a while. Hang on. 70011. Type in 70011, then put the word swim, and then press send. And you should get a little message back from Sport.
Thank you very much, Scott. That's
hopefully
wonderful.
Everybody all over the UK has picked up their phone and done that now. And we are going to play ABBA's Dancing Queen for you, David Walliams. Because that's going to cheer you up a lot.
Definitely.
Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Stay on the phone for this. Stay on the phone for this.
Okay.
You right there, David?
I love it, Scott.
Did you enjoy that, David Walliams?
I was dancing the whole time
to that, just in a pair of Speedos. Imagine that for a second, Scott.
Okay, I've imagined it.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Or did you find it disturbing?
I liked.
It was quite disturbing.
There we are. People are a bit confused. People
are a bit confused. Play it again immediately.
No. Maybe tomorrow.
Play it tomorrow. Yeah, that's every day. Forever on Radio 1.
Now, if you enjoyed hearing ABBA's Dancing Queen, which is David's favourite song, it has really cheered him up a bit, that's fair to say, isn't it, David?
Well, it has, yeah. I'm going to be in the water now just thinking about that.
Exactly. If you enjoyed that, then please spend a pound of your money and text the word SWIM to 70011. It's going to cost you a pound plus your standard network message charge. That pound per text goes to Sport Relief. David Walliams is having a rough old time with his Thames tummy, feeling a little bit sick and having to plough on for 90 miles odd still in the River Thames. He would really appreciate a £1 text from you, because I know that when Chris Moores gives you the toast, it really gives you a boost as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not so sure about
Scott. All right, David, you're breaking up a bit again, so I'll let you get back into the water.
Scott, you're my dancing queen, you know that.
Likewise. And I will speak to you tomorrow. The best of luck for it, all right?
Thank you. Can't wait to hear Dancing Queen tomorrow, Scott.
Love you, bye. Hope you feel better soon.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Let me just put this out there. Is this just my flatmate, or do other people do this as well? I have to ask this question quite a lot, because he is a weirdo. Do you ever phone up to order some food or whatever, you know, like for a takeaway or a delivery? Or sometimes maybe you're on the phone to your bank or to a call centre, or, you know, maybe trying to sort out your satellite TV and your package, whatever. You know, those phone calls that you have to make. Do you ever put on a different accent? Or is it just my flatmate? Because he does this a lot. I've noticed this a fair bit recently. Let's say he was on the phone to, I think it was his phone company the other day, trying to get a different bundle or something. And he did it in a slightly camp German voice. Now, don't get me wrong, he's not doing a prank call. He's not doing one of the kind of things that we would do. He is saying everything that he wants to say normally in the conversation. He's having a serious phone call, but he'll do it like this. Hello? Is this O2? Orange? Whoever his phone company is. I want to make an inquiry about my bill. Now, obviously, you've heard my flatmate on the air before and you've heard his accent. They're rubbish. And sometimes he puts them on speakerphone so I can hear the other end of the conversation. And mostly, I think they know that he's not a Camp German man. It's not just Camp German he does. Oh, by the way, he doesn't have umpah music in the background. I was just doing that to illustrate it, because that would be stupid. But it's not just German he does. He does Australian sometimes, which he's spectacularly bad at. Sometimes a bit of South African. Sometimes he decides to be Australian. I just want to know, is it just him? I think it might be. Or does anyone else do, like, calls that you have to make to various places, whether it's just to get some food in or to a call centre or your bank or whatever, and do you do it in a slightly different accent to your actual voice, but you say what you would normally say in your normal voice, but just in a weird accent? I don't know why he does it, but it seems to bring him joy.
Podcast.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hi, it's Mark.
Hello. So, what's your story, please? What are you saying?
Well, I had to work in a
Good. I actually work in a And that was it. That was the text that said, I work in a call centre. Now, I hope he hasn't pressed mute on his phone.
I bet he has.
Do you think he has?
Yeah.
Works in a call centre, can't work a phone. Hi, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do this? I know you just
sat... I sat up in the office and I heard you talk about it and I went, yeah, did it last night.
Just saying that my flatmate will sometimes do, not a prank call, a call, you know, he will say stuff that he normally wants to say, but he'll just do it in a slightly weird accent. What was yours last night?
Last night, it was Two for Tuesday, and I wanted a pizza.
Yeah.
And my mate Jack dared me to do it in a broad New Yorker accent, the whole phone call.
You do this all the time?
Quite a lot.
Okay, so imagine I'm the pizza place. Hello, Express Pizza.
Hello. And it was hard, very hard. When, hello. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
The thing is, the person on the end of the phone isn't allowed to go, sorry, sir, why are you doing that stupid accent?
But they know.
Just in case I'm real.
But they know. You can tell by their reaction that they do know.
Okay. I will like a pepperoni passion. Please.
And when the thing is, because I had to pay on card, she asked all this detail about my address, and I didn't know how to do my address in the accent.
Yeah, don't do that now.
No, I won't. No. She said, what's your postcode? And I was going, W. I couldn't do it.
You don't know.
So I don't know the intricacies of the language.
Right. You could just go, hello.
Yeah. I
want a pizza.
But then from then on, nothing.
When it comes to the numbers on your credit card, you're like, four.
I went,
it's five, seven.
And then I had to do it again. And the first time I said, oh. And the second time I went, oh no, American. And I went, zero.
It is a good game to play, though. Mm. Who's on the phone, please?
Hello, it's Mike.
Hello, Mike. What are you saying?
So the accent thing. Does your flatmate do just accents, or does he do characters as well?
Just accents, mostly. But like I said, it's not a prank call. It's him saying what he wants to say, but in a different voice.
Okay, well, I mean, I work in a call centre as well, and someone came up with an idea to try and talk to customers in different accents, so I kind of took it home and tried it on BT one night, and I was basically, Dr. Nick Riviera off of Simpson.
Yeah?
I was basically him for the whole call.
Oh, wow. So you said what you wanted to say, but you were the guy from The Simpsons?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just sort of called up to make a payment to him. I think the guy was someone from India, so I don't know if he really got it, but, you know, I had fun, so that's fine.
So imagine I'm the person from BT right now.
Yeah.
Hello, BT.
Hi! My name is Michael Gunn.
Flight, you know, when there's a bit of turbulence. I have to walk through the cabin checking everyone's seatbelts are fastened. They always do that, don't they? And for some reason, I do it in a Scottish accent. I'm not or have never been to Scotland, or I'm Scottish.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Katie.
All right, Katie, what's going on?
I used to work for a catalogue company in a call centre, and it used to get a bit boring, so we'd see how many accents we could fit into one phone call without the customer noticing.
Right, so you're in the call centre and it's you doing the accent?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Okay, can we reenact this now?
I wasn't the best one at it, but we used to try and compete against each other.
Shall we have a go, please? I want to hear what this sounds like.
I'll try.
Okay, so you answer the phone.
Yeah, can I say the company name?
Just say, hello, Random Catalogue Company.
Okay, hello, Random Catalogue Company, can I take your reference number?
222-555-222.
So can I just confirm that's 222, and it had gone from there. Right. And we could do Jamaican accents, Irish accents, Scottish, Liverpoolian, Newcastle.
In the same call?
In the same call.
Did anyone ever say anything?
Not to me, but a guy that I used to work with that was really good at it did the Jamaican accent, and then the customer told him, they told him to go away in a polite version and put it on there.
A polite version of?
Yes.
So you would get like five or six different accents in one call?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
We used to try and get lyrics of songs into phone calls as well.
Just spices it up a bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Good to hear from you. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh, bless John and Edward in the Big Brother house. Anybody watching Celebrity Big Brother? Anybody? I know some of them. I don't know Lucien. I know Kerry Katona off of those adverts and other stuff. But John and Edward are definitely the stars of the show. It's fair to say. And they were split up for a while. Can you imagine John and Edward not together? That's not good. Now, John off of Doncaster, one of our listeners, has been on, and he spotted this. There's probably a good reason why John spotted this, because he says on his email, did you notice when Edward was in the diary room, he said the word John a lot, and John noticed it because his name is also John. So, I am going to give you some Scott Mills points now. Guess along at home, you can have 20 Scott Mills points. Edward was in the diary room in the Big Brother house for 1 minute. How many times did he say the word John? Let me know what you think. 20 Scott Mills points. How many times did he say the word John? Let's find out.
Edward has got separation anxiety.
It's so weird being separated from John. Every single moment, I'm always thinking, what's John doing? Where's John? Why is John not out here? Can John think what I'm thinking? Because John's hair is cooler than my hair. I never spend this much time separated from John. It's so weird when I actually have to talk to people and think about their feelings and try and listen to them when all I'm thinking about is John and what's he doing. Whatever, who cares? John's not here. We're like the ultimate force. Without John, I'm nothing. I'm just a one person. I'm not twins. With John, I always have John there to support me. If anyone has anything bad to say about me, John will be in there going, hey, you! And then punch them or whatever he wants to do. Or like, I'm the same with John. And it's really weird being on your own because you know that all eyes are on you. And usually when John's there with me, it's not that weird feeling because you think they're all looking at John. And same when you're on stage. When John's there, I never think people are looking at me. I think they're looking at John, but they are looking at me, but I don't realise they're looking at me because John's there to support me. It's real good.
In 1 minute in the diary room, he said, John. John. Hey, John. 19 times. Give yourself 20 Scott Mills points and a pack on... pat on the back if you said 19 times.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
Right, so today I'm on my own apart from the one that doesn't speak, and he doesn't speak or spit. So we can't do Innuendo Bingo unless we speak to our listeners. Hello, who's this, please?
Hello.
Hello, who's
Hello.
That?
This is Hannah.
Hi, Bex. Hannah. Who's the other one?
Hello. Bex.
Hi, Bex. You all right?
We're very good, thank you.
Good. Now, I know that you're both on your phones.
Yep.
And we are about to play Innuendo Bingo with the actual listeners. Do you often play along when we do it normally?
Yeah. Driving home from work. What do they do when you're driving home? You muppet.
You're not driving now, are you?
No.
Okay, right. So, where are you, please?
We're in my kitchen in Oxford.
Your kitchen in Oxford, okay.
Yeah.
So, is it a big kitchen?
Reasonably sized.
You're not near any electrical stuff, are you? Because
no,
we're going to spit
good
water.
Lino floor, waterproof.
Oh, a nice lino floor. That's lovely, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so far
we
away...
We are currently dressed up for my birthday, so...
Oh, whose birthday is it? Hannah?
Yeah, that's mine.
Happy birthday. How old are you, please?
I'm going to be 27. Well, I am 27.
Happy 27th. When you say dressed up, what are you wearing?
I've got, like, a dress and leggings on, and Sushi, actually. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, it's a murder
I'm
mystery.
I'm Sophie, a boy.
So you're dressed up in your murder mystery clothes. You're going out after this, I take it?
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. Is this a problem if your clothes get soaking?
It could be. It'll be interesting.
It will, yeah. It'll give you something to talk about, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Hannah and Bex, you're both your sisters, right?
Yeah.
Face each other?
Yep.
Quite close.
We're close.
I'm just imagining you in your murder mystery gear.
This is a bit too close, actually.
Okay, face each other. Do you have cups of water there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for your first one? Take a first big gulp of water, please. Prove it by gargling to me. Yes. Good. Don't spit it out yet. Hello? Stop it. Someone spat.
this is
a mess.
Sorry.
Has someone spat out already?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. More water, please. And I'm going to play you the first bit of Innuendo Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your phones close so I can hear what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one is from Gary, one of our listeners. He spotted this from BBC One's Breakfast. Normally quite a serious show, but actually it's filth. They love it on that show. Listen to this presenter. You ready, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Right, what have we got? now. Papers? Are we doing papers? Yep, OK.
Oh, no, you can't do that. So let me give you one to start the day.
What happened, please?
I'm drenched.
You're drenched, oh.
Hannah's a little bit wet.
Okay.
All down the grass.
Oops. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, coming up.
So who got more drenched, Hannah? Okay. More water, yes? Okay, this one is from Duncan in Lynham. Well spotted, Duncan. This is from the Roy Noble Show on BBC Radio Wales. Now, that is a great show. I often listen to it whenever I'm in Wales. But the person who does the weather is absolute filth, I've got to tell you. Ready, ladies? Okay, here it is from BBC Radio Wales, the Roy Noble Show. Here we go.
It's been the driest and the sunniest summer since 2006.
Yeah, you were telling me that yesterday. Mm. Surprising, isn't it, all the wetness we've had in?
Have you got any plans for this weekend, Roy? You're taking Dylan up the Cwm. You may need the waterproofs.
What happened there, please? Have you still got the water?
We both succeeded to keep water in our mouths.
You both got the water. Well done. Okay, next one. Take more water, please. Fresh water.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. This is from Sian in Cardiff. Thank you, Sian, for spotting this one. I love how you lot just spot the innuendo bingo all the time now. It really helps us. And this is from the £1 million drop the other night. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go.
Right, so the four possible answers in the play category are... Poker in the park. Poker in the garden. Play around in the bushes. Tumble in the jungle.
I tried for the floor.
You can't say that on the TV.
Poker in the park. Liquor in the garden.
So rude. Right, girls?
I'm so wet.
Who's the wettest now?
Still me. You're not wet at all.
So Hannah's very wet, Bex is not at all.
I'm not wet at all.
Amazing. You need to aim better, Hannah.
I've managed to keep it in so far.
No. Okay. Are you ready for one more?
I haven't done my makeup.
Yeah.
You haven't done your makeup, have you?
Yeah,
thank God. Okay, this one spotted from Alice in Portsmouth. Thanks, Alice. The Great British Bake Off. So many people watching this at the moment. This is from last night's show. More water, please. Here's your last one.
I'm reasonably pleased with how they're looking. I'd like more of a crack on top.
For my taste, I think it's slightly over-gingered.
My ginger nuts are always that little bit hotter, and my grandmother's ginger.
So I'm still dry, but Hannah's housemate is very wet.
Yay, Bex wins! Thank you very much, girls.
Thank you.
Playing a bit of innuendo bingo from the comfort of your own kitchen with the big lino floor. Thanks, ladies. Have fun tonight, your murder mystery.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love that one from the Great British Bake Off.
I'm reasonably pleased with how they're looking. I'd like more of a crack on top.
For my taste, I think it's slightly over-gingered.
My ginger nuts were always that little bit hotter, and my grandmother's ginger nuts were always that bit hotter.
Indeed.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.